Heavenly Father, we've heard the story over and over of how Jesus Christ came to save us. We know about his death and his life and the resurrection and his coming again. So many facts, and yet it's such a mystery that Jesus would die for us, that we could have eternal life in heaven with you. And we explain it as best we can, and beyond that, we just at all praise your name. You've lifted us and given us life. Thank you for that. Bless us in this service tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the light of of his glory and grace.
We take some moments now in our program this evening to give to you the opportunity to share with others. I make it as open-ended as possible. I think back over my own experience in times like this, in other years or occasions, and think how people have ministered to me, sometimes with sharing a verse of Scripture, sometimes with rather openly asking for the prayer support of others within the church family. I think most memorably of a time when a young school teacher had long time prayed that his family would have a home, and it seemed financially impossible for that to work out. And I remember he came and he stood before the church family and he said, "I just want to stand before the people of God and praise God that he has made possible for us something that is a real answer to prayer and a dream that we at times never thought could possibly come true." There's something special about our being able to just openly talk to one another as fellow believers and part of the body of Jesus Christ. So it may be something you're praising God for, a reflection on 1989 or earlier, or that which you're anticipating for next year. But we want to take some time out of our program this evening to give that opportunity to you. Now, we have a couple of microphones that are here available. If you have a good, strong voice, maybe you can speak from where you are, but I hope that you'll do it one way or the other that will enable everybody to be able to hear and participate. So the time's yours. Come and someone be first to share with us this Sunday evening. That's Roman Miller. I should have asked you to introduce yourself just in case there are some who may not know who you are. Good. Marvelous testimony and good beginning. Others?
I'm practicing because I get baptized in about 5-10 minutes. But I'm Didi Fran.
Can we take this for you and just play it back?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
I'm Didi Fran. I came to Wooddale about 4 months ago. And I joined SLF. It's a wonderful part of Wooddale. I was job hunting at the same time as looking for a place to live. And because of all y'all have prayed for me and helped me, you know, make it through those tough times, I couldn't have done it without you. I don't know what to say except thank you. This church is the most wonderful thing I've ever been a part of. And I thank all of you. God bless you.
Great. Thank you.
Spiritual cleansing and healing that he's done in my life in the last year. I was baptized on Easter Sunday in 1988, and this is just real exciting for me to be here and to share something that's he's just a great one.
Great, good word. Thank you.
Can't believe I'm doing this. I would really like to recap the past 10 years for you. I will, in just a few words. They have been the most difficult, and they have been the best. And I just want to stand here, and those of you who know me and have been my friends, I want to thank you for helping me through. I want to thank my very best friend, the Lord Jesus, who has never left me. Excuse me. He has been there and met every need that I have had. He has provided spiritually for me. He has provided financially for me and for my family. And I just want to praise him and thank each one of you.
Thanks, Loss.
I'm Joan Gilbert, and I just want to share with you tonight a testimony through my own life that the joy of the Lord is our strength and has been my strength. And through the last year or so with recurring cancer problems and kind of discouraging problems with my throat, I can tell you that God, through his people, especially those of you here in this church, have been the most wonderful source of strength and encouragement to me that you could ever know. And that, along with my husband and my family, brings me here to the front this evening to say that God is sufficient. He is totally and truly sufficient. No matter what may come your way or my way, he is all sufficient. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Joan. I realize not everybody here knows Lois and Joan and the long stories that are involved in their biographies, but if you don't, you ought to meet both of them, and you ought, if they'll tell you, take the opportunity to hear the stories of what they have experienced and how God has been sufficient for them. And if you don't ask them, ask somebody else, but they are marvelous encouragements to us all, and faithfulness to the Lord and God's faithfulness to them. Others?
I would just like to say that I'm thankful for Wooddale. We've been here, we're going to be members tonight, but we've been here for a couple of years, I guess a year and a half about. And many people have made a significant step to help us in various ways. There's been a real love in the people that we've come to know here. I pray for Wooddale every day, and so I pray for the growth group I'm a part of. Larry and Nancy Gaston have been a wonderful help to us, and many, many more people in the growth group and the congregation and so forth. So I just want to thank you, and I hope that I can give to some of you as much as you've given to us this past year and a half.
Thanks, Larry.
I want you to know this takes me a lot of courage for me to come and stand in front of a microphone. I'm not at lack of words otherwise, but here I am. But first of all, see what you call some of us. Many of you were probably here the night when my husband and I joined the church in August, and we stood up here and Pastor Anderson prayed for our son, who had that serious motorcycle accident, and God was so good. And Mark is really doing so well, and we just praise the Lord. And we sang that song that night, Our God Reigns, and that, I guess that's a theme that has just kind of hit me over and over again. And we're doing a Wednesday night study group, and the theme that we're kind of coming there to, how God is in control, and I'm seeing that more and more, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Are you ever afraid that you'll be in front of people and misspeak a word? I mean, I worry about that all the time. I was watching cable network news this past week, and the anchor reporter, looking at the cameras, reported that a cachet of weapons was snuggled into Spain. So don't worry. Even people that are on national networks sometimes slip up with a word or two. And come on up and share the microphone and tell us what you have to say. Others, final opportunity? Kathy.
trying to sneak up here.
Snuggle up to the microphone.
So that nobody will notice that I'm here. I just want to thank and praise the Lord for bringing me back home. I was a member here about 8 years ago, and I've attended Wooddale as far back as 10 years ago, and I left for about 5 years, and I was out there wandering around in the world, attending a Lutheran church, and I was slowly, spiritually dying. And through Betsy Scott, who kept nudging me now and again, she encouraged me to come back, and I needed to badly, but I was afraid of being accepted back again. And this is probably the most accepting, loving place on earth that I know personally so far. I haven't been everywhere, but I mean, why go any further? So I just want to thank him for bringing me back.
Thanks, Kat.
Back there.
I'm Kathleen. You need to sit up here, but that's okay.
I just want to praise the Lord for this year. Well, today's my birthday, and this was one of the hardest years. It's just because it's an odd number. It has nothing to do with my progress throughout the year. It's just that it's an odd number. And until I received Pastor Anderson's birthday letter in the mail, I was really dreading it. And he says, well, let this be a time of recommitment to the Lord. And I said, well, okay, that's positive. And I guess I do have a lot to be grateful for this year. He's always been faithful, and he's given me a goal. And so for the continuing 1990, I just pray that he'll help me continue with the enthusiasm that I need to strive to the end of the goal. And to know that no matter what happens, he's there and he'll get me through. Thanks.
Happy birthday.
My name is Jamie Pham, and I don't know, I know maybe 3-4 people here. This is my first Sunday. I just came here this morning, but God has been doing so much in my life in the last year that I just had to share. He is just so faithful. Last year around this time was when I had a calling from God just to go on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ to work with high school students. And so I just put in my application and got accepted. And just over the summer, I went out to Colorado for training. And then I came back and I just, you know, it was raising support time, and I just thought, wow, I've never done that before. But in the last 3.5 months, I just saw how faithful God has been in just bringing in people that just love the Lord and want to see other people being reached for Christ who went on my support team. And here I am. I came from Chicago, and now I'm up here in Minneapolis. And I just, you know, I love it here. And one of the prayer that I've been praying is that God will find me or show me a good church to come in fellowship in. And I have been driving by this funky old church and I've been quite curious to see what's inside. And a friend of mine invited me to come this morning, and I went, and I just love it. This morning, Pastor Sermon just spoke so much, and the fellowship and the teaching that I had in Sunday school, I think I'm going to like it here. And I'm really looking forward to just being here in the next year and just seeing how God can just work through my life and through the life of the people around me. And I'm looking forward to getting to know some of you.
Great. Welcome to Wooddale Church. We're thinking about renaming it the Copper Cathedral. Have you heard that?
Heavenly Father, it is with boldness that we approach your eternal throne in prayer. So many tonight have spoken of your faithfulness and of your sufficiency, and we know that to be true. It's with great confidence that we can go from here knowing that as we serve you, you're with us, your Spirit guides us and empowers us. It's our pleasure to serve. Guide us as we go. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night. God bless you.